the Bible here, blessed, Baruch Abba Adonai, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. And some of the Pharisees called to him from the crowd, Teacher, rebuke your disciples. But he answered and said to them, I tell you that if these should keep silent, the stones would immediately cry out. Now there's a lot of neat things about those stones. There's a lot of neat things we can learn about them. I don't know about you, but as a 2024 Christian, when I read the Bible and I think of stones, I'm going down the Mount of Olives, I like to think of rocks on the path. Somebody say amen. There's rocks there. And so there's stuff that we can learn from that. As a Christian, you should never, ever, ever let a rock outpraise you. Somebody say amen. You should not allow that. As Christians, you should be loud. You should be vociferous. You should be praising God. Even when the world says be silent, you should act like a rock. No, we act like children of the King. And we say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. It's Palm Sunday. Number two, though, if you're a historical person, and I am a historical person, you also know that just about 80 to 90 years before that famous descent into Jerusalem, the Jews won a mighty, mighty victory. That victory was over the Greek armies. And those Greek armies had desecrated the Jewish temple, and they had desecrated the Jewish altar. That altar was made out of rocks. You know the Bible. You weren't allowed to form those rocks at all. You had to pick them up and fit them perfectly together. You couldn't shake them with iron. They had to be formed in there. And of course, the Greeks desecrated it. So when the Jews won their independence, that mighty God-given victory that we call Hanukkah, then they took those rocks out of the temple. And they placed them on the ground, and Jesus would have walked right by them. Could that be the very rocks Jesus is referring to? It could be. You know what else Jesus would have passed by? You know what else he would have passed by? It's there to this day. It's on the Mount of Olives. It's the oldest one that we have in the world. Cemetery. And as he passed by the cemetery, the rocks are there. And Jews to this day still put precious stones. Jesus is reminding those people as he came down, if you quit praising God, if you quit singing hallelujah, then the dead are going to start singing hallelujah, because there will be a witness for God in the world today. Hallelujah. But I'm a 24.